Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, there are active votes going on right now on the shutdown. Here's Carolyn from earlier today.
The clean CR being voted on today in the House of Representatives, that will lead to the reopening of the federal government, is what President Trump and Republicans have supported from day one. Our troops, air traffic controllers, and federal employees will be back to receiving their regular paychecks. Families in need will get back to receiving their food purchasing assistance, and the people's government will soon be back open for business. President Trump looks forward to finally ending this devastating Democrat shutdown with his signature, and we hope that signing will take place later tonight.
We had Congresswoman Wagner on a little bit earlier as she prepared for the vote. I'm looking at an image right now live from the House floor. We have Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast, with us to run some of this down this afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, except I got a bone to pick with you. Hi, Sue, by the way.
Sue is not in the... You're going to have to repeat the hi, Sue, because she left the room. She must not have known you were coming up, or she would have stayed.
She always leaves whenever I show up.
Oh, there she is.
I'm starting to take it personally.
She's there. She came back in.
You had this story that you closed last hour out, this sad story out of the University of California, San Diego,
right,
and why nobody can do any math, right?
Yeah.
The old Saturday Night, the Saturday Night Live thing with Gerald Ford and Chevy Chase, I was told there would be no math. Here's the thing. You said, I don't understand why this is happening. This is supposed to be an elite school. I can't understand this. Who hires these professors? Who runs the school boards up and down the state? What political persuasion pretty much defines how academics gets done, right?
I don't know. That's a tough one, Dwayne. I might have to think on that.
Now, this is the same state that 35 years ago decided, let's spend $33 billion on a train from nowhere to nowhere that'll get there really fast, and everybody will ride it. And it will be done in 10 years. It's now 35 years later. Not a blinking mile of actual track has been laid. It's now going to cost $135 billion. It might get done by 2032, and nobody knows where the funding is coming from. These are the same people that you're wondering, how come we don't understand math in the state of California? Look at what we're doing with the shutdown vote right now. The Democratic Party is still, the House Democrats, by and large, are going to vote to keep the shutdown going because, I'm checking my notes here, because the Obamacare program that they passed on a party line vote in 2010 that was I'm reading again here. The selling point was it was going to lower premiums.
Yes.
It did no such thing.
No.
To the extent that they had to dump a bunch of subsidies, extra subsidies, on top of it, again on a party line vote, all Democrat, in 2022. And even Democrats then said that, you know, this is a lot of money. We don't know what a lot of money is, but we think this is actually a lot of money, and it probably can't happen forever. So let's put a three-year sunset on it. And now that we're at that three-year sunset, by gum, they need more money. So much so that they're holding the country hostage until they get another $1.5 trillion.
Hama, what percentage of the American people actually know the narrative that you just laid out, which is the accurate narrative? Because most of them buy the nonsense that the Republicans are shutting down the government and not, you know, dealing with health care, all this other stuff. And let's face it, they have gained zero in all this. John Thune and Mike Johnson were very clear from the very start. We will have conversations about the ACA subsidies absolutely upon reopening the government. That it took them so long.
It was the Michael Corleone argument, right?
Right.
Here's my offer. You get nothing. that's what you're going to get.
And they didn't. So then, how, you know, now I don't think I played this one, but you have folks on the other side that are still apoplectic on the House side.
The American people got a vote.
Do you think Schumer should stay as the Senate minority leader?
That's up to Senate Democrats. I'm very disappointed in what happened, but that's up to them.
Do you think your Senate colleagues have let you guys down? You guys have been taking the hard votes.
A productive discussion.
Should Chuck Schumer stay as minority leader?
I think what is so important for folks to understand is that this problem is bigger than one person, and it actually is bigger than the minority leader in the Senate.
All right, so that's AOC there, and I guess she's talking about health care being that issue, because those health care is an issue, but then there's the ACA subsidies, which is a separate issue. I mean, I know that they're related, but they seem to want to make this about something so much more, because I think that they know that it polls well with the American people, because everyone has empathy when it comes to health care stories.
The subsidies and health care are as related as gasoline and a barbecue.
Yeah, well, this is where we are. All right, so what happens after they reopen the government here, and how do the Democrats save face?
Well, see, this is going to be the fun part. There's, 190 Democrats, something like that, in their conference, 192, whatever that is. It's going to be really, really wild to see after Hakeem Jeffries did two things in the last 24 hours, the Democratic leader of the House. He did two things. Number one, he said keeping the shutdown going, meaning starving little kids and women on the WIC program, starving people that need their food stamps. And I understand there's fraud with the food stamp program, and not a lot of people that are on SNAP actually truly need it. But there are some that do. And so those people that really do need that program, He's okay continuing to starve them, and doing so and starving the military of their paycheck and starving federal employees of their paycheck. All that is the patriotic thing to do, says Hakeem Jeffries. That's the patriotic thing to do. And so he's twisting everybody's arms. He's whipping this vote. He doesn't want one defection on the Democratic side. The real big question is, is there going to be? Is Jared Golden up in Maine's 2nd District, who's retiring and doesn't care anymore because the fever swamp can't go after him, is he going to vote with the Republicans? Is there going to be one or two sane Democrats? Is there going to be 10? That's going to be the real question, because if a handful of Democrats say, you know, I actually want to be able to fly home too, so I'm going to go ahead and vote for it, and Hakeem Jeffries can't wrestle his own cats the way Chuck Schumer didn't wrestle his. Is everybody going to call for Hakeem Jeffries head on a
plate
too?
Well, here's what I would say about Hakeem Jeffries, outside of what the Democrats feel. And, you know, I've been watching him. I think we get a little bit of a closer glimpse here in the past couple of weeks. Feckless, that word comes to mind, because I don't see leadership. And, you know, he keeps saying, you know, I guess all politicians, and we have people on our side that just keep repeating the talking points. But, boy, if that's the guy that if Republicans lose control of the House, that it's in charge of the House of Representatives, we got bigger problems down the road, certainly. It might make you long for Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly. I think Hakeem Jeffries at this point, he is like the Game of Thrones character that thinks that the girl with the dragons is probably going to be the one that wins in the end. So I better do whatever she wants. That's his kind of leadership he's offering.
So Dwayne Patterson is here from HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast. Let me get you into some other issues here this afternoon. First and foremost, and I haven't played the audio, did you have time or were you involved with your show? Did you see RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance at that event this morning?
I did.
Was that not impressive?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that are saying that J.D. Vance really needs to be the new Charlie Kirk. And he can't. I mean, he's vice president. He's full-time job. He can't go to college campuses, 3 days a week or four times a month. But he should do that a lot more because he does speak a lot of sense. He did about a 2.5-minute masterclass on Appalachia.
Yeah, Appalachian and the poverty there and help. It was really interesting.
Yeah, and what populism really means there and. It's he gets to the bottom of it, and again, as far as conservative leaders go on our side, there are few people that get it and can articulate it as well as J.D. Vance can. I cannot wait for the coming debate between J.D. Vance and AOC, if that's who it tends to be. Now, we may be in such a ridiculous period of world history that the debates don't matter. I mean, with Zohran Mamdani in New York City, the debates didn't matter, right? I mean, what facts and reason and whether the person is a complete moron or not didn't seem to matter to New Yorkers. Now, you can say the same thing about New Jersey's governor or Virginia's governor for attorney general. There was a lot of whacked out stuff that was just accepted as, they're a Democrat, so I guess it's my kind of corruption. I'm okay with it. But if the election in 2028 is about somebody who can reason and articulate and resonate with people versus somebody that can just go off on screeds, I'll take J.D. Vance any day of the week.
Yeah, you know, what was interesting, you know, I'm monitoring, I was in the kitchen this morning, I'm surfing around, and I'm passively listening to this event with RFK Jr. and J.D. Vance. And then as I'm passively listening, I find myself more and more drawn in. And when I let you go here, I'm going to play a little of the audio because I would recommend anyone try to find that. I'm sure it's up there on the interwebs and you can watch the Q&A because essentially RFK Jr. interviewed J.D. Vance and it was fascinating. All right, one more question here. Have you guys touched, because I really haven't, but I'm watching from afar, this whole ridiculous situation with Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. Are you dialed into any of that or talking about that at all?
Not very much. What I can say about that is that in my 30 years of radio, I have created this mythical place. This mythical place is called Camp Go Away. It is a tropical island. It is fully stocked with whatever you could possibly want to sustain and survive. Perfect climate. You don't have to worry about things. Everything is paid for by some unknown entity. It is a wonderful place to go and just go away and stay there and
forever.
Never come back.
Forever.
Forever. Now, there's plenty of people that you would want to go to Camp Go Away. These are people that you don't wish physical harm to because we don't do that in this country. But you just wish they would shut up and go away and stay there. Keith Olbermann comes to mind.
Oh, he would be at the top of the list for sure. That's a great example.
So these kind of people you would want to go to Camp Go Away and stay there. Can Candace Owens have her own little archipelago island off of that, from even the other people on Camp Go Away?
I would vote for that. I would approve of that.
That's where she should go.
I think that kind of sums up the whole topic right there. Dwayne Patterson, awesome to have you. Have a great week. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Yeah, that's an excellent analogy there. Let me play you. I know you're a good big fan of RFK Jr., yep. But this was really great. It was interesting, and I love, you know, been following politics since the early 1980s. I've said this in one way, shape, or form over the years, even recently. It's nice to have someone who's just not a pencil neck geek type of Republican. Mike Johnson's a little bit more geeky, but he still communicates. But J.D. Vance just talks.
Right.
And Senator Schmidt does that, too.
Smart human.
Right. He communicates, and he understands, and he listens to questions, and he answers them. So he was asked by RFK Jr., how do you even view this role that you have right now?
He requires honest counsel. In other words, if I have an opinion on something, whether I agree or disagree with the administration position, it's really, really important that I talk to the president about it. He doesn't want yes men. And I think that's one of the reasons why you guys have a great relationship is because you're always thinking about how can I actually give the president the best counsel? But then the second thing is, when the president makes a decision, your job is to execute. It's not to run to the papers and say, well, actually, I disagreed with this decision, or, you know, run to the Congress and badmouth the administration. It's to execute. And I think the reason why the president has trust in me is because, yes, I absolutely tell the president what I think about a given issue, but I also recognize I'm the vice president, he's the president, and when the president of the United States makes a decision, it's time to go and get it done. And I think in part because I get things done, right? I mean, sometimes Congress doesn't cooperate. Sometimes the private sector doesn't cooperate. Like, I'm not saying any of us have a batting average of 100, but what I think all of us who've earned the president's trust do is that when the administration makes a decision, when he makes a decision, we actually go out and get it done.
So one of the things, they had some lighter moments, and they were talking about physical fitness. And when they get into Appalachia and all that, that's a very serious conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, important, really, because you have people in some of the most impoverished areas in the country that are obese and have, you know, some of the stats that J.D. Vance was rattling off when it came to life expectancy. It's stunning how much lower people in Appalachia, their life expectancy, like not past 70, where in other parts of the country, it's much higher than that. But they were talking a little bit about physical fitness, and, you know, RFK's got this workout, which is 100 push-ups and 50 pull-ups, and you have to do it within 10 minutes. And then there's, you know, the Marines have their own workout, which is not as defined, but has a bunch of different.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For multifaceted training programs, so that came up a little bit.
Now we've come to the lightning round.
Great.
A Marine Corps workout or Pete and Bobby challenge?
That's tough, man. So it's I would
You're
say I would I so I would say Marine Corps workout, especially for me, that the one thing, so I can do like 5 dead hang pull-ups.
I can't. Never have been able to. That's pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah.
Can you do a couple
Are
of pull-ups?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
no.
I can't do a pull-up. I can do it on the machine that kind of helps you, but yeah.
I haven't tried that.
No, that's a nice machine, actually.
You know, I have longer arms. I'm a little fatter than I should be. And, I, you know, especially like 10 years or so ago, I got a little out of shape. And so it's actually the Marine Corps, like, physical fitness test has been an incredible guidepost to me getting back in shape. And it's basically you run 3 miles, you do 100 crunches, or now instead of crunches, they do it's this weird planking exercise that's a core exercise, and then there's pull-ups. But I felt like that's been a very good focus. The Pete and Bobby challenge is for people who are in as good a shape as Pete and Bobby, which is not yet me, but that's my goal. My goal is to get there.
So that's pretty good. And then I thought this was interesting. He came up, RFK Jr., showed a little personality. He said, who's the funniest member of the cabinet?
Who's the funniest guy on the cabinet?
Well, obviously, the President of the United States. Yeah. I mean,
beside him.
Look, we all have different views on this. My personal vote for funniest person outside the president is probably Marco.
Yeah, Marco.
He has an incredible sense of humor. He's got great comedic timing.
Rival.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, there are a couple others. Look, very good sense
of
humor
among
the cabinet. There's a lot of funny people. I think Marco is the funniest outside the president.
I could see that Marco Rubio would be the choice there.
Thing that makes everybody laugh,
correct?
At least once during the cabinet meeting.
That's right. Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw this video circulating on social media, but you know, the president met the president of Syria, al-Shara, in the Oval Office a couple of days ago, and you know, he asked him, he's like, "Well, how many wives do you have?" and it's just like, oh, what an amazing question. Amazing comedic timing.
So maybe there's an answer. Maybe someone can answer this question. Name one person. I might even expand this to Republicans. I think Eric Schmidt can do that because he and JD are friends and they have a lot of relatability. And this is why I've always heaped praise on Senator Schmidt. And I've known him for a long time because he keeps it real. He talks like real people. Name a leader in the Democrat Party. I'm being serious here. Who can talk to people like that? Just communicate. Just talk.
Nope.
Not have to think about a programmed answer.
Nope.
I can't think of anyone, really, that's actively a leader in Democrat politics right now. If someone has a name, I'd love to hear it. You got to hear the latest out of Velda City. You may have not even heard of Velda City.
I had not. But I'm mortified.
They were doing to rip off the taxpayers, the police chief. Is maybe it's not so stunning, you know, when you think about it, but I'll have details coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.